Have you sorted things out with Fatty yet?
What do you mean?
Well, you a couple of episodes ago on here, you were talking, and you were even, this is what I love.
I'm not mad at him.
But you were so funny, is you were like, I'm saying it here because Fatty won't hear it.
Well,
and then
I
you go
on
this
mix.
Gay mix and you talk all about it.
I didn't have anything to talk about. I was grasping at straws to find anything to say on that gay mix episode. And so I had to just regurgitate what I had already talked about on Throwing Down because I didn't have anything.
I've done that before. Now, you know, let me ask you a question. You're in a good mood. Believe it or not, I'm not getting into it. I just want to know, do you have a lot of stories from the cruise?
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm saying it here because Fatty won't hear it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 4811. The BFO for right the 17th of July 2026. Y'all coming up on today's Stay With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, let me tell you all about my day and we'll catch up on follow-up questions. Napa Napa's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're Napa Napas because y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Big Fatty, about 1 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, I couldn't keep my eyes open. Now, y'all, I got 9 hours of sleep. 9 hours of sleep on Wednesday night. And, y'all, I couldn't keep my eyes open. So, y'all, I just had to go. I put my feet up, turned on the electric camisole, and laid on top of the bed, fully clothed, Big Fatty, thank hydrogen. And, y'all, I was out. I was out like a light. And, y'all, damn good Nippa Nap is all I got to say. Yes, Big Fatty, is that it? Play the closing music if that's all you got to say. No, well, that's all I have to say about Nippa Naps. Well, that's too bad. You've disappointed everyone. We've come to expect it. See y'all, the new pin over there on the ham map. Y'all is no new people. Y'all, this person, y'all, they moved. They moved around the corner from where they were. You know, a stone's throw from their previous pin. Y'all, as I was looking, this person is out there in the Tucson. Some people say the Tucson, Arizona. Y'all. In the Tucson, this person is there, and my youngest daughter, Nessa, is there, and Gavin is there, and Rodney and Shy Tom are there, and then just over in Phoenix, yes, because is it Gary Bearden? No, he's in, you know. Anyway, y'all, I am talking about a new pin for none other than Yeah, so yeah, thanks for moving. I got another pin. Big Fatty, you are a whore. So question number 11. The last one was from that Brian in Denver. You know, Guy used to live there. Brian says, and do you use it twice a day? Big Fatty, what? Well, y'all, since the question before was what brand of toothpaste do you use, so I'm assuming he's asking me if I brush my teethies twice a day. Big Fatty reminds us that we were told to brush after every meal, trademark. But Big Toothpaste figured out that people weren't going to fucking do that. Poodle reminds us that the FCC will throw Big Fatty off the airwaves with adult language like this. Well, Big Fatty advises you gotta take care of the teethies and the feet. Big Fatty didn't do so well on the latter in his catastrophic day of the Great Fall. Not only did Big Fatty fall, his iPhone failed to report his tumble to iPhone Central so beefy EMTs could enter the villa. Big Fatty brushes twice per day, once when he gets up in the morning and once in the evening before he retires. Now, y'all, here's the follow-up question. The SSQD ponders other toothbrushing schedules. Suppose you brush twice per day, but you did it consecutively. The toothbrush would already be wet and the toothpaste would be out. Then Big Fatty wouldn't risk his go-to-bed pills kicking in too quickly. Excuse me, go-to-bed pills, trademark. Kicking in too quickly, allowing him to fall asleep draped over the bathroom sink. Big Fatty, she's a piece. That SSQD is a piece of work. It is indeed. So, thanks, SSQD.
Who can turn the interwebs on with his smile? Who can take a podcast day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's Big Fatty and you should know it. With each segment which is always ruined, he shows it. That is all around, no need to waste it. You can have a part, why don't you take it? You're gonna listen after all. You're gonna listen after all.
Oh, Big Fatty, there was no kitty cat. Meow. Well, maybe there'll be one at the end. Y'all, that was Mr. Tim Kumal singing the Big Fatty song. And y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, quiet evening here in the... y'all, I may need another nipple nap. Y'all hadn't done any nipple walking yet today, and it's almost 3 p.m. in the afternoon. I had a quiet evening. I did watch the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas, and after that was the Jeopardy. Y'all, the guy that's the champion now, y'all, he became a 10-game champion. They call those the Super Champs. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, as opposed to you, the Super Tramp. It's true. And y'all, then after that, it was time for Big Brother! It, like all the Wednesday Hump Day episodes, y'all, is an hour and a half. And, y'all, it shows, it does give them a little more time to kind of get into the different personalities. And, y'all, one of my favorite parts of the episode, Jason, who was a homosexual, who came out to that crazy eyes Angela, that y'all, they were snuggling in the bed together. Big Fatty, I'm gonna vomit. But Jason was crying and was thanking Angela for, you know, Jason's mother always looked out for him, and he considered Angela like his mother. And y'all, as soon as Angela walked out the room, he took his sunglasses off and just went, okay, she's batshit crazy. Y'all, she is batshit crazy. But then Jason went and he was talking to a couple of the other young ones. Jason's in his mid-30s. Oh, yes, big buddy. And, of course, the young chicken boy, 22-year-old, he's part of Angela's what do they call those? They're the cliques. No, they're not called cliques, but anyway. So he went and told Angela, well, you know, then Angela felt betrayed. She felt betrayed. And all the, y'all, it was just blah. But y'all, this is spoilers, Crooked Hat, if you hadn't heard it. Y'all, they had the Power of Veto competition, and y'all, one of the nominees won the Power of Veto and removed themselves from the eviction seats. And so then Dee had to renominate someone, and y'all, her logic is just silly, but I give her credit, she stuck with it. But anyway, and I'm pleased with who she put up, because y'all, the new one is that's the one that needs to go. Oh yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, Thursday night's the first live eviction, but they have the battle back prior to that, and that the three nominated house guests battle it out. And the one that wins comes off the chopping block, and then everybody has to vote for one of the two remaining. It should be exciting. And, you know, the gin bottle will be live. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, as soon as Big Fatty was over, y'all, I hit the hay. Big Fatty, did the hay hit back? No. But y'all, it slept like a baby and got up on Thursday morning, and y'all had to go see the vampire. Had an appointment at 9 a.m. in the morning, so, and y'all had to be fasting. I only had coffee, and I had that and read the paper. Watched a little bit of Miss Gayle King, had to leave before Miss Gayle King was off the air. Drove down to the El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo. And y'all, the vampire worked magic. And y'all, then I came back home. Y'all, by the time I got back home, the senior size class had already begun. So I did not attend. Y'all, that is some sourdough toast. But I got home and I had me a little sourdough toast and watched The Price is Right. And then what did I do? Oh, and y'all, I've been having I tell you what, let's do this. By the way, y'all, did you see that Randy Mantooth? Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, gone to glory. Gone to glory. But, y'all, I've been having trouble with one of my prescriptions because it has to get prior approval before they will do anything. And so y'all have been going back and forth. The drug plan, y'all, and I got a letter saying that it had been approved for the next year, but they didn't have an active prescription, and my my primary care doctor's office said that they had sent one to y'all. Then I realized that I had scheduled our Dollywood trip. And in the middle of it, I had my annual Medicaia health wellness exam. So, y'all, I had to call up. I said, well, I'll just, I called up the drug company. That's the CVS. Yes, Big Fatty, they have large receipts. They do. And got the nicest lady to help me over there. And she was very helpful. And she was going to fax over a request for a new prescription. And so, y'all, then I had to call the doctor's office. Of course, I called and got the answering service. And the answering service said that they would be returning after 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. I said, well, thank you for calling. And so I called back. And, y'all, of course, you know, everybody's trying to call at the same time. But y'all finally got help from this nice lady at the desk, and I said, you know, that I needed to reschedule my wellness exam in November, and she says, oh, well, your primary care physician has moved to Australia, Fanny. Y'all, I guess she's gone to see Scotty. Who knows? Who knows? But y'all, I've been assigned another physician in the practice, and I have a new time and day for my annual Medicare wellness check. So that's all good. And I mentioned to them about the prescription and all this kind of stuff. And she said that she would send a note to the people that handle all of that in the office. And so anyway, we'll see if it all gets worked out. Yes, Big Freddy, we'll see if it all gets worked out. And if it doesn't, you know, then I'll just die. Big Fatty, I hope some are saying, oh, I hope it doesn't work out. You know, who knows? Who knows? After I got all that done, that's when I had to go. Y'all, I just had to put my feet up. Had to put my feet up and get a little nip a nap. And y'all, as soon as I finish this, I am going to start my nip a walking. Oh no, I had my lunch. Also, y'all, I had that poke chop from Tuesday evening. Had that for my lunch. Y'all, it's delicious. You know, a cooked poke chop is good. And y'all, that's pretty much been my day. Oh, Big Fatty, it was the kitty. It was the kitty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely fright and weekend. We're having Caesar salad and Italian Mussolini spaghetti with meat and vegetable sauce, and some chocolate brownies for our dessert. So kind of a small meal, but it'll be filling. It will be filling. Yes, Big Fatty, you'll all be tubby by the time that's all over. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, first time we've had an opening clip from this little show, y'all, that was that Joe Batanson cricket hat from the Throwing Down. And Adam, anything you want to tell everybody?
I'm saying it here because Fatty won't hear it.
Oh, no, I heard it. I heard you say it right there, that you were saying it here so that I wouldn't hear it.
Leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.